السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لذا شارف شيخ أول بلو الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دورة هذا الشاكي محمد اختصف نور الله بركته very famous kalam. Every kalam is famous, alhamdulillah. The title is Tere Aashikon Mein Jeena Tere Aashikon Mein Marna. To love with your lovers and to die amongst your lovers. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to do so, inshallah. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashikon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna, tere aashikon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, yahi aashikon ka sheva, yahi aashikon ki aadat, yahi aashikon ka sheva, yahi aashikon ki aadat, kabhi giriya o buka hai, kabhi aah sard bharna, kabhi giriya o buka hai, kabhi aah sard bharna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna, yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we go further, we'll just give a brief translation of the Ash'ar for the benefit of all the brothers who didn't understand. These are the Ash'ar of our Honorable Shaykh Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and they speak of his intense love of Allah and how to guide the Salikeen, the person who's walking the road towards Allah Ta'ala. These Ash'ar guide them and is a complete bayan. May Allah let us do justice to it and let us listen carefully with the niyat of also making amal. The title of these poems are Tere Aashiqo Me Jeena, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. To love amongst your lovers, O Allah, to die amongst your lovers. Which means that to be all the time with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. That is the true love. Today people love one another, etc. But love is really only for Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That the believers, their strongest love is for Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and develop this love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. هَيْ إِسِي تَرَحْ سِ مُمْكِنْ تِرِي رَاحْ سِ غُزَرْنَا. It is only possible in this way to walk this road to Allah Ta'ala. What is that way? Kabhi dil par sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes with our heart we make sabr, sometimes with our heart we make shukar. This has got different meanings. One meaning is that we have to make sabr. Sabr is zapt, to control yourself. When the temptation of guna comes, then to control yourself. You see a young lady, you see, you are tempted to look on the phone something. Temptations come from all sides. So at that time, to control yourself. And shukar karna, Allah gave you tawfiq of tahajjud, of keeping nafil roza, of making your salat with concentration, devotion, to make shukar. Also, another meaning, sabr, when difficult conditions come, realize it's from Allah. We ask Allah for afiyat, afwa wal afiyah wal mu'afat da'ima. Fiddeen, wal dunya, wal akhirah. But conditions do come, then make sabr at that time. And when good conditions come, then make shukar. Jab halat bigre, to mayus na hona. When bad conditions, don't become despondent. And when good things come, itra na mat. Don't boast. I did this, I achieved this. At that time, make shukar to Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri rada me jeena. Ye teri rada me marna. To live in your pleasure, that is to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri rada me marna. And when temptations come of guna, to be like a dead person. You don't commit that guna. Like when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a young boy, his friends, etc., wanted to take him to a fair. And he became like dead. His body, they tried and carry him. His body was so heavy, they couldn't carry him. So when gunas come, we like dead, nothing. And so easy, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when a beautiful woman appears in front of you who looks beauty, she is not beautiful, shaitan made her look like that. Many people who get involved in this haram, Allah save us all, after a little while they say, I don't know what happened to me. I got gold at home. Where I went and get involved here? And then you realize it wasn't beauty, shaitan only made them look beauty. So when this temptation comes, then to control oneself, to like die, not to do anything about it. And this is the test Allah will put. It will happen all the time. With your friends, you start talking, backbiting. And backbiting is a thing people enjoy it. But it is such a terrible sin. All other sins, they just from the outside, shaitan makes them look nice. But in reality, it is the worst filth and the worst dirt. Just remember one incident. Bismillah. It was most probably Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh. On one time he saw a young, healthy, strong man begging. So he just came in his mind, in his heart, why is this man begging? He's a healthy young man, he can work for his living. Why must he beg? At night when he slept, he saw one or two angels, malaika, and they telling him there was a rotten swine, pig meat. They told him, eat this. So he said, how can I eat pig meat? And it's rotten. They say, but you ate in the day. What's wrong now if you eat also? These are people of that level. Just the thought came to him. So then he realized that this person is somebody else. It's not what it looks like. So he went and looked for him. He found him on the streets of Baghdad. And when he found him, the person looked back at him. He was going that way and he was behind him. But he turned around. He said, oh, you came and asked me for maaf. Then he realized there's some great wali of Allah Ta'ala. And then he told him that, why do you beg? When you're such a great wali, he says, so that people don't, pride mustn't come in me. I humiliate myself so that pride mustn't come in me. Whereas we hardly got anything inside, but we want to show ourselves a big awliya, buzurg, how we dress, how we carry on. So this is that in the pleasure of Allah, we kill ourselves. We completely, abdiyat comes into us. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab ye hai tera, fazal karna. And this humility which comes in a person is the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. The more we humble ourselves, the more Allah raises us. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself for Allah's pleasure. Not that the people must say he's very humble. Allah raises him. You don't have to raise yourself. Waman atakabbara, wada'ahu Allah. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And a person who is arrogant and he wants praises and people must look up to him, Allah destroys and brings that person down. يهي عاشقو كاشيوا يهي عاشقو كعادت. This is the habit and the way of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. This is how they humble themselves. They don't show off, they don't show it to the people. كبي گرياو بكاهي كبي آه سرد بھرنا. Sometimes they are crying in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes they are taking a deep sigh. Ya Allah, how did I live my life? What did I do? Sometimes, Ya Allah, your ni'mats are so plenty. I can't fathom them. What great favors of yours. Allah sees to every need of ours, which we are not aware of in the least, but Allah sees to it. Yeah, we are all sitting. I don't think anyone got to worry what we're going to eat for breakfast tomorrow. The people who are in charge may be having some worry. But Allah has arranged it. 40 days from now, where are you going to be? You are going for Hajj, for Umrah, for Ziyarat. Allah will send your rosy there. Where your rosy is sent, you will find it there. Allah will arrange for you. Everything. Sometimes we get surprised. You just came now. No, Allah send him now. There's no coincidence in Islamic dictionary. Allah has arranged everything for that particular occasion. There is nothing like coincidence. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi zamanat. This is the sign of the lover of the love of Allah. This is the guarantee of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. What is the sign of the love? That you are making zikr, you are talking about Allah, you are reciting Quran Sharif, tasbih, dua, and sometimes in your heart you remember Allah Ta'ala. This is the sign that you have got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, the sum total of my life, my balance sheet, what is it and what is the support of my life? Like you in a hospital, in the ICU, they give you life support, they are supporting. What is my support? And what is my balance sheet? What is it? Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To live amongst your lovers, to die among, to be all the time with them, to become like them. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab? Oh Allah, I knew nothing that there is something like the love of Allah. And there is no doubt about this. Generally in South Africa, Professor Maulana Salman Nadwi Sahib, Damat Barakatum, once told our Hazrat that very good that you came to South Africa. Otherwise, here in South Africa, they had a very dry deen, very brittle, it breaks very easy. They were their hearts, there wasn't love, were like a person, a dictator in the house. And one is, a person also rules the house, but he rules it with love. One is a dictator in the masjid, the mutawalli. And one is who rules with love. So these people, they only knew rules and regulations. They didn't know what, like you have, Allah save us all with a lawyer. He just used all law jargon and all. He's got no kindness and softness in him. But Allah tabarakah, so this is the love of deen. There is a couple, for example, along the line, lost love, arguments, fights, accusations, all those things happen. There is no love, but they're just staying together just for the sake of staying together. They might have all the millions in the world, but there is no enjoyment in their life. On the other hand, a poor couple, but they've got love for one another, feeling for one another, what enjoyment. Like that with Allah Ta'ala. One is a person even makes tahajjud. One is he makes all nafil and everything, but not with love. Just as a duty. And one is he does it with love of Allah. What a world of difference between the two. So this is to acquire, try and acquire that love of Allah Ta'ala. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. This, where did I learn this love of Allah? From your lovers. They taught us how to give our lives at the threshold of the door of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is, that like the Sahaba Ikiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, how they gave their lives for Islam. It was so simple. And not only their lives for Islam. Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif that, for example, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Badr or Ahad, one of the two, he says, I went and looked for my son Abdul Rahman to kill him because he still didn't become a Muslim. And the son told the father after he became Muslim, had I found you on the day of the battle, I should have spared you, my father. He said, if I found you, I should have killed you. What love, father and son, brother and brother. All for this is, and then on Qiyamah's day, Allah will say, you showed that love for me, now I will show my love to you. And forever in Jannah, what their position will do. Today we are very far, our desires we can't sacrifice for Allah. Anything, may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yesterday I mentioned two things by which a person can easily become a wali of Allah, and Allah will draw him to him. Little bit we spoke about shukr, not much in detail, but that is one thing. And to make shukr is very easy, we explained also. And also these subjects, in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we have a 30-day thorough program. Many brothers come 10 days before, 40 days program, and all these things we discuss in detail there. Where Maulana also comes, mashallah, Maulana Shahid and Hafiz. Ji, mashallah. So they come regularly also, and if we come, try to come, and we will learn many things. Amongst the programs we have, after Fajr Salat is Tafsir of Quran. The para that was juz that was read at night, the Tafsir is made. Briefly, summary of it. Then we have Salat, practice on it. Anwarus Salat is a wonderful kitab. And that is taught for how many years now, in that period about 10, 11 o'clock. Together with that Masail of Salah, etc. And at the end, practical Salat is taught, which is absolutely essential. After Dhuhr, then there is Salawat on Nabi, and there is not Mautkiyat, Watan, Shaqi Watan, or Life of the Akhirat. After Asr is a Bayan, after Isha, a few more kitabs. So it's a whole comprehensive program. And as mashallah, we are reading here about Muasharat, about Muamalat, that is also dealt more in detail. For five times a day, the different subjects, and it's absolutely essential. May Allah give us tawfiq. Anyway, the other thing by which we can very easily become the friends of Allah, and that is tawadu, humility, to humble oneself. And this is just a matter of realizing our reality, what we are. That is all. On one occasion, one buzurg, Allah wala, he was going to Jummah, he prepared clean clothes, took a bath. He was going to cross a bridge. The bridge was so narrow that only one person can go at a time. And from that side, a dog was coming. So he made a sign to the dog that you get off, I want to walk. I'm an insan, human being, you're a dog, you get off. Allah gave the dog a tongue to speak. The dog said, you get off, let me walk. So he said that I'm going for Jummah Salat, I took my bath, everything, and at the bottom, sewage, raw sewage is running, dirty. My clothes will get dirty, my legs will get dirty, and I have to go for Jummah Salat. So the dog said that if you think you are better than me, so much pride, not better than another human, better than a dog, if you think that, then all the ocean's water won't be able to wash that pride out from you. And if you walk in that sewage, one jug of water, you'll be able to wash yourself and you can carry on again. And he says, I did this favor to tell you this because last week, one of my family, a puppy, it was suffering in the cold, hungry. You took it, you cleansed it, you gave it food to eat, etc. So you did a favor to one other little dog. That's why I'm telling you this. We show pride, who is going to tell us? And if we are taken to task, where it came now, aapne parha na, okay, one iota of pride, you won't get the fragrance of Jannat. And the fragrance of Jannat, the beautiful fragrance, goes to a distance of about 500 years journey out of Jannat. You won't even come so near. And if you are good in everything, but you had that little pride, either Allah forgives you, if we make tawbah. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, when he speaks on this subject, he speaks with Jewish and how bad this is. Then he suddenly says, Illa man tab. Yeah, that person who makes tawbah, wa'afu anna, the dua that we make, oh Allah, forgive us, we say. But Allama Alusi makes the tafsir of it, umhu athar dhunubina. Rub out the signs of our gunas. Whatever evidence, wherever, destroy the files of our evidence. And Allah Himself destroys it. What more we want. But if we didn't do all that, then that we'll have to go into Jahannam to burn out and become clean. Then only we'll be eligible for Jannah. And Jahannam is no easy place. May Allah save us. Half of it is boiling water. Half of it is blazing flames. One second, just light a matchstick and try and burn your finger with it. We can't tolerate that here. Forget a matchstick is too much. Just when it's about summer and just 35 degrees, 38, oh, too hot. And there, what will be, Allah save us all. And Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah. That was one thing. And the subject for today, now the bayan is starting. So you can check the time now. And then don't say I took too much time. The bayan only starting now. So anyway, there's two things. We spoke about correcting our salah and importance. This also we deal with quite detail. Every day Anwarus Salah, about 1 hour. And then Masail of Salah, Masail of other things, that is separate in Ramadan. So that we dealt with briefly just to let us understand the importance, necessity to correct our salah, our qadha salat, how important it is, etc. Then we spoke about Tawbah, Shaban, we should make our Tawbah properly. Now two more subjects we want to discuss tonight. One is Quran Sharif and one is Roza, Fasting, Saum, Siyam. That the correct way, and this we discuss throughout Ramadan, these subjects have been discussed. About Quran Sharif, MashaAllah, Maulana Hussein Lunat after Zuhar gave us a very good explanation, but just from another dimension, another angle, I wish to explain a few things which are, I think, also very, very important for each one of us. And also, very important, as Maulana Shahid explained, don't take this just that we came to listen. With the niyat of Allah's pleasure for everything, with the niyat of bringing these things in our life. See how we can bring it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that for this purpose, like for example, if a medical doctor was going to come here, an expert, international expert on diabetes, all diabetics should have been here. They should have been here with their tape recorders, together with that, with their notebooks. And they should point down what he says. Stay away from this, stay away, have this, this is good, don't do this, don't do that. So we haven't got the jazba. If we also, we should be making notes. We just listen and finish. Well, we should listen with the niyat, and mental notes are not sufficient. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you don't write it in your diary, you'll get diarrhea. That means like diarrhea, everything goes out. So if you don't write it in your diary, in your notebook, you'll get diarrhea. You'll forget everything. Many times we ask somebody, especially children or anyone, what was the bayan about? They say, bayan, oh, what the bayan? What was it about? Oh, I can't remember. This is our condition. What surahs were read in Isha namaz? It's not for us to remember, but at least think, how much do we remember? We should try and remember, make notes what is important, and this will benefit us. So with regard to Quran Sharif, yeah, in this ayat Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Inna, what authority Allah says, Nahnu nazzalna dhikr. We had sent this Quran down. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Wa inna again, that we are the protectors of this Quran Sharif. So with regard to that, the Quran Sharif, I will explain there are many more rights, but for now, 7 basic rights of the Quran Sharif which we have to fulfill. The first right of the Quran is to have Iman on the Quran Sharif. We all believe it is the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala, which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with and gave it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Quran Sharif, mashallah, so nice and neat, packed this side and that side. These are all that same Quran Sharif. Allah is the protector and they are protected. In written form, they are protected. When the British were ruling India and they wanted to destroy Islam, totally annihilated, for that they went and get every copy of the Quran from bookshops, from libraries, from masjids, burn them, get rid of them. One person told them, you can burn all the Quran copies. And he brought a 7-year-old boy. He says, this whole Quran which is in his heart, what you going to do about this? And it's not one boy, thousands, hundreds of thousands like this, half of the Quran. They'll rewrite the Quran. Quran Sharif, and it's not our command. It's not the Hafiz who looks after the Quran, it is Allah who looks after the Hafiz. When he protects and he learns the Quran Sharif, Allah protects him. And inshallah he won't burn in the fire of hell. Allah will protect him. So anyway, so we believe in this whole Kitab as the book of Allah, the word of Allah Ta'ala. And there are many people who got a problem with us that you people literally believe it to be the word of Allah. They want us to change it, how they change their scriptures, that according to time now. And also remember, Islam doesn't need a facelift. We don't need modern Islam. You are getting married, for example, next Sunday, and on Saturday you got your pair of shoes, the one your wife told your newlywed she's going to be. She said you must have that sharp pointing shoes and all that. So your friend delivered it to you Saturday. And now they are a little bit tight for you. They can't fit. Now you can't wear them. So the wise and good thing will be to chop your toes off. Is that the right thing to do? So when Islam, we want to change Islam. We don't want to fit into Islam. We want Islam to fit into us. Modern society has to fit into Islam. The most modern religion is the religion of Islam. All other religions came before. The latest religion is the religion of Islam. Islam does not need a facelift to fit into modern society. One time, one old man from the farm went to a supermarket, he went to town, and when he went into a supermarket, so he saw the wall, closed wall, it opened up. He was surprised how the wall opened up. And then suddenly he sees a young lady coming out from there. No, he saw an old lady going in. Now he's staring where she went in the wall. Again the wall closed up. After a little while, the wall opened again. And then he saw a young lady coming. So he told his little grandson, go and call daddy, nanny, that we send also in here. Because you go in here, you come out young from there. It was a lift. One person went, another person came. So Islam doesn't need to be given a facelift to fit modern society. We don't have to cut our toes and our deen. One person went to, I'm just giving an example, the ruling mas'ala is that it is haram to tattoo something on your body. It is haram. But I'm just giving an example. So one person went to have a lion tattooed on him. So that person pricked the needle. So he paints, so he jumped. What you doing? Painful. So he says, I'm making the tail of the lion. So he thought, he says, no, you can't have a lion without a tail. You don't need a tail. It's very painful. So he said, okay, we'll leave out the tail. So he pricked again. What you making? It's so sore. I'm making the ear, right ear. So he said, no, it's too sore. But you can't have a lion without one ear. Then he pricked again. Now what you making? The other ear. No, too painful. Then what you going to be left with? We want Islam, but we want Islam that no fajr. Fajr, I can't get up. It's too cold in the morning. But yeah, I can be a Muslim. Ask Mufti Sahib, if I don't make fajr, I'm not a Muslim. Of course I'm a Muslim, but no fajr in my life. That my clothes, I don't wear Islamic clothes. Ask Mufti Sahib, I can make my salat with Bermudas and a t-shirt. Is my salat not made? Then what kind of Islam is going to be left? Then for all things, diabetes trouble people too much in Ramadan. Now doctor said you can't keep a roza. You can't fast in Ramadan. So if I don't fast, I'm not a Muslim. I'm still a Muslim. But what kind of Muslim? Everything is too hard for us. So that doesn't work. We have to bring the complete, a lion, which is a lion. Islam, Allahu Akbar. Just remember another little example. May inshallah Allah make it beneficial for us. One shepherd, he caught a cub, baby lion, from the jungle. He brought it home and he made it grow up with the sheep. So that lion started eating grass like sheep. Lion is like a Muslim, he eats meat. He's not like other people who only eat grass all the time. Muslim eats meat. So he started eating grass. And his language also changed. The roar of the lion he forgot. He started bleating like the sheep, etc. Just like a sheep. One day a jungle, real lion came. And he said, what's wrong with my brother? He's sitting here with all samosa, spies and everything, pizza. And he's not eating. He's so sick. No appetite he's got. So he told him, my brother, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm not your brother. These are my brothers. Oh, he even forgot his identity. His clothing has changed. His language has changed. He forgot who he is. What has happened? So then he told him, my brother, you are very sick. You need ICU treatment. Come, let me take you for ICU. They admit you in hospital. He took him down to a river and he said, look in the water. Tell me you look like me or you look like that stupid sheep. He said, no, I look like you. He said, you're a lion, don't you know? And then that lion of the jungle roared. He said, try. It was recorded in his heart. But the tape wasn't being played all the time. And he also roared. Now he realized who I am. Now tell me, will any of that sheep be left after this? Some will be for breakfast and others will be finished by lunch. For supper, nothing left. Just like that, unfortunately, we also living with all in the environment of the non-believers, non-Muslims. Our thinking is like them. For what is prestigious for them, dunya's things, cars, show, dunya, traveling, university degrees, today all that is in us also. Our clothing is like them. We come masjid, alhamdulillah, but see when we go on holiday, see good people, pious people on holiday, making their namaz with Bermuda and t-shirts. Nothing wrong with it. And yet they're telling the people, you can't make namaz with Bermuda. In masjid it's haram. But on the beach it's halal. It's jais. So that is our condition. We have our language has changed. Today our success is not in deen. Our success is not in akhirah. Our success is in dunya. If you want to be successful, you have to have dunya. Then you are successful. In deen you can't be successful. Our language has changed. Our identity has changed. Our thoughts have changed. Allah make one lion of Allah like Khalid ibn Walid can come and shake us to the core and wake us up. That iman is there. And if that iman can come out again, the flames of that iman starts burning again. Wallah, Islam will be alive in the world. Maulana Yusuf Safkandelvi, rahmatullah alayhi, at one ijtima, he say, I only need 313 like that, they change the whole history of the world. So they ask Maulana, how many have you got? He said, I haven't got one star. And all this effort of tabligh, darul ulums, khankas, is to make, if just the 313 also. I'm going quite a bit off my subject. One time, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, took the Muslim mujahideen to fight in the battle of Yarmouk. When they came there, the enemy, they came with 60,000 people. 60,000. 60,000 people. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu chose out 15, 15 people to go fight 60,000. So his friends and comrades, close people, forced him. They'll take another 15, 60. 60 people against 60,000. One person fighting 1,000 people. Does it make sense to us? Our thinking has changed. Our language has changed. Their language was something else. So when he went with 60, the enemy thought they are coming to talk peace. They can't be fighting. 60 with 60,000, they came and make a peace treaty with us. So the enemy general said, you people came and make peace. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu pulled out his sword. And he said, I declare war. And they started fighting from morning till night. That whole 60,000 army was routed. How many of them were killed? Sahaba after the battle were that one. On in one day they did it. Five Sahaba or six became shaheed. Five or six, they couldn't find their bodies, which they understood. They have been taken as prisoners of war by the enemy. So then they negotiated with them to release the prisoners of war. So they went with all arrangements. Now it was peace and they were going to talk peace to release that five or six. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu went with 100 people. When they came there, they put a silk carpet for them. And when Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu told his comrades that remove this here. We don't want to walk on this. They say, we put it for your honor and your respect. He says, wal arda farashnaha fana'mal mahidun. Allah says, we put a carpet on the earth and we are the best of carpet fitters. Nobody can put a better carpet than the carpet of Allah Ta'ala. Then that person, the enemy then said, let us become brothers. He said, that's all we want. You read Kalima. We don't want your country. We don't want your woman. We don't want your money. We don't want anything. You read Kalima. You rule the country according to the laws of Allah. And we are brothers. Finish. And if you don't, I see the day when a rope will be put around your neck and you will be dragged in front of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He got so wild and angry, fire he became. He told his people, catch hold of him. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu pulled out his sword. And he told his friends, now we will meet on Kausar, the day of Qiyamah. That person got so frightened, he said, no, I was just joking. So this is that language of, we haven't got that language, who of us? I can talk this whole thing, we can listen, but who got that language to speak like that? Today a traffic cop stop you, and you put a 200 rand with your license. Where can we speak that language? Allahu Akbar. One time, one Mufti Sahab of Saharanpur, his son was getting married in Deoband, about 20, 30 kilometers, something like that away. In those days when it was still Volkswagen time. After the marriage at night, they were returning. As they were returning, some bandits, robbers, surrounded them. And they wanted to rob them. So the Mufti Sahab got off and he said, we'll give you all the wedding gifts. Don't hurt us or anything. We'll give you all the wedding gifts. So they said, okay. So they gave them everything. It was moonlight night, 14th, 15th, middle of the month. They saw them sitting in the felt and distributing now all amongst them what they got. And when Mufti Sahab came back again on the ox wagon, the bride said that my ring got saved. Gold ring with a diamond on it. So she said, this got saved. We all will say, Allah's help came. But
Mufti Saab said, no,
I gave my word, we are going to give all the wedding presents. So you have to give your ring also. So he went and he gave the ring to them also. He came back again, they started moving. They didn't move far much, then they surrounded them again, the bandits. They say, now what you want? We gave you people everything. They say, we came and returned everything. If these people like this, a sidqu, yunji, wal kidbu, yuhli. But we haven't got yaqeen on that. Today we make a whole lot of stories. We make Allah make us maaf. Let us make lot of tawbah. We have done lot of wrong. And how many we are still in so much of wrong. We have to make lot of tawbah. So anyway, the first right of the Quran is the yaqeen and iman. Not only on the whole Quran, but on every ayat. The ayat of hijab in parda. The ayat of qul lil mu'mineen. That yaghuddu min absarihim. Was cast out. We have to have that iman also. The ayat of mirath and inheritance. Today we're doing it just as we feel like. The ayat of hijab, inheritance. The ayat of sood, interest, riba, is haram. Today we are so much involved in all different names we are getting involved. So all that. So that iman is the first. The second right of the Quran is love and respect of the Quran. Love of the Quran will demand wherever we get a chance, read the Quran, we are reading it. There was one Maulana Hurmuzullah, Rahmatullah Ali, of Bangladesh. He came in Jamaat. Very old, about 90, but so fat. You should sit on the minbar on the top and with lungi. I saw him in Azadwil Jami Masjid, and lot actions in his bayan at that age of 90. But his sitter will never open. And he's so good with it, and what? He make funny actions and very good bayans. He stayed in our country, I think 40 days or 4 months, Jamaat he came. He said, I didn't see 1/3 of your country. Whenever he's in the car, Quran Sharif is open. The whole way, only looking in his Quran and reading. At night, tasbih. He said, I didn't see, forget one person, I didn't see 1/3, forget one building. Not 1/3 of your country I saw. May Allah make us like that. That yaqeen we have, and that love for Quran Sharif. Today, a person has just finished namaz, cell phone. Oh, what happened here? That Amir of Sudan, or Somalia, Sudan, who came? Sheikh Ismail, Somalia. So he say all this is jadu, black magic. And it is all the jals who are this, like this, all the time. Everyone is so busy, no time for anything else. But whereas Quran Sharif, I read how much I must read, but how many phones I have to make, that is not enough. Whole day, from the morning till the night, middle of the night. How many of us sleep with it under the pillow? And which is so detrimental to our health also. So we must have the love and respect for Quran Sharif. Your cell phone, you just pass it like that. Quran Sharif, this very briefly I'm speaking. Hold it with two hands. Hold it with love and respect. Alhamdulillah, I was so surprised. This year we went for Umrah. Allah give our friends jazai khair. They made so much khidmat and made it so easy. Before we knew that Quran Sharif they should place on the floor. But I saw with my eyes an army man, one haji or people who came for Umrah, he put the Quran down. That army man lifted it up and he said, Hada kalamullah. How can you put it down? There is a great change, the respect. And how the Quran Sharif, I remember the 70s, when there were so many torn Qurans, the shelves were broken, but now you see how it is kept so clean, tidy, all the time, packed properly, etc. And how many people reading Quran Sharif all the time. Allahu Akbar. So love and respect of the Quran. The third right of the Quran is to learn the Quran Sharif. Learning, the first stage is to be able to look inside and read. We start with Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, and then we can look inside and we read. The second stage is to memorize at least so much that our salat can be correct. And then further become Hafiz the Quran, which Alhamdulillah, here in the Darul Uloom, our Imam Sahib reads so beautifully here, mashallah, and all the others. Today, Quran Sharif, correct reading has become also greatly arrived. So become Hafiz. Then we become Alim, to know the meaning of the Quran Sharif, tafsir of the Quran, the correct the Quran, the correct tafsir, that is very important. Today on the internet, everyone is a mufassir. Everyone making his own tafsir.
Now, the correct tafsir of the Quran Sharif. That is very, very important. And this learning process is min al mahad ila al lahad. From the cradle to the grave, which it should carry on. Must never be content with how much we have learned. Allah give us tawfiq. We carry on all the time. Then the next is to recite the Quran Sharif. And that is a thing which applies to all of us. As Maulana explained, one khatam of the Quran Sharif at least minimum in the month of Ramadan. And at least one khatam during the whole year. And as Maulana said, 3-4 pages a day and you'll make your one khatam. Ladies should read Qata Supara because certain days they can't read. So then they can at least minimum, that is the minimum so much we should read. And then to practice on the Quran Sharif. That is why the Quran has been revealed, so that we practice on it. Our thinking must become like the Quran. Our practicing, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were the living Quran. Where they went, their lives, how they dealt, how they spoke, everything was the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Today we give lectures on the Quran, but Quran is not in our lives. Quran has to come part and parcel of our lives. And then to teach the Quran. That is also very, very important. That was learning. And then when you have done this, you are practicing, you are reading, teach the Quran to others. And then to propagate the teachings of the Quran. When give bayans, go in jamaat, write kitabs, propagate the teachings of the Quran, what the Quran is teaching. Maulana Junaid, mashallah, he was telling me that he works with labor laws things. So he told me that he hasn't found a kitab regulating labor laws, which is very important. That labor laws is all from the Quran. And Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu formulated all things. What, how he codified everything. Then the imams of fiqh, how they codified everything. It's there, but because we never paid attention to it. Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, one went to Kenya. And he told the white people came here and exploited the black people. And you people did the same also. He said, have you read, you treated them how the Quran teaches? They should have been all Muslims today. Because the standards set by Quran and Hadith. So it's very necessary. So I told him, Maulana, please, you are involved in this matter. You know it. You're an alim also. You write a kitab. And it is very important that we know the rights of the laborer. Pay him before his sweat dries. Etc. Don't take too much work from him. Don't overburden him. In the month of Ramadan, if he's fasting, take another worker on, make his burden lighter. Make him happy. A slave, feed him what you eat. Clothe him what you wear. They are not slaves. They are human beings like us. They are workers. So how well they have to be treated. May Allah give us tawfiq. So these are then the rights of the Quran. Just to enumerate them again. One, Iman, proper Iman on the whole Quran, on every dot, every fatha, every kasra, everything proper Iman. Second, love and respect of the Quran Sharif. Have utmost love and respect for the Quran Sharif. Third, learn the Quran Sharif from cradle to grave. Fourth, recite the Quran Sharif. Make that, that's one very, very important thing. Also on that point, remember, it's Allah's system. When we stopped reading Quran Sharif, TV didn't come in our houses like that. When there was a vacuum, we were not reading. Allah pushed the TV into our house. This is the system how Allah works. And today, don't tell anyone wrong about the TV. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatuh explains, and I think he says it's an instance of Newcastle many years ago. There was a family. Wherever it was, wherever it was, he says the daughters all ganged up against the father. And they wanted TV, they wanted that free type of life, etc. And he was a very pious man, and he couldn't tolerate all this. So he wrote to Hazraji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab. Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, told him, don't tell them one word about the TV. All you do is start kitab reading, Fazail-e-Amal. Tell them 23 hours, 50 minutes, you do what you want to. I won't stop you. I won't tell you a word. But you give me 10 minutes and we'll have kitab reading. It came to a stage where they wanted to chase him out of the house. He said, you give us our share and you get out of the house. He said, nothing, you don't have to worry. You just do this. 2 weeks didn't pass. One day when he came home, they themselves threw the TV out of the house. So this is that to practice on the Quran. And when we'll read, there will be Quran Sharif. When you have Quran, the TV can't go together. You'll see it will go out. All the wrong practices, the wrong ideas. But if you don't have a Quran Sharif, and have Quran Sharif in the house, have it in the car, have it in the business, Quran must be alive everywhere. Today we have killed. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Our Rasul is going to complain to Allah that my people, they divorced themselves from the Quran. They had nothing to do with the Quran. How are we going to answer such a case in the court of Allah Ta'ala? So, tilawat of Quran, let us start. That was four. Four. Five, practice the Quran. Six, teach the Quran. Seven, propagate the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. All make niyat, inshallah. Now, very briefly, roza, six, we have to keep not only roza. Tafham roza, ya. Aish roza. Tafham. Saum. Ji, siyam, saum, fasting. So, fasting. The farad of roza, the basic according to fiqh, is al-imsak, to stay away from food, drink, and your sexual desires and that. If you do that from subah sadiq till sunset, your fast is done. But that is the structure of roza. It's still now you still have to build the walls, you have to still put the roof, you still have to put the tiles and everything. Then you get a perfect rose, a perfect fast, for a perfect song. Not only the structure. That is the most important, the structure that you need. That is the most important. So what are the other things that we have to fast about? One is fasting of the eyes. Today that we don't do, we are fasting. It's like we are staying away from halal food. There's samosas in the fridge, there are pies in the fridge, you are hungry in the day. No one else is in the house. You can eat, but you say, no, I'm fasting. How can I eat? I can't eat. But outside you can eat haram. When you're looking at other women, the halal in the house you don't want to eat. But the haram you are eating there. Which Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, this is kilabi taqwa. Taqwa of a dog. What is the taqwa of a dog? When he urinates, he lifts his one leg very high, that the urine drops mustn't mess his clothes. So much taqwa he got, that my clothes mustn't get messed. But after that, a haram meat, rotten meat, he'll go and eat that with his mouth. So we halal, samosas we don't want to eat, I'm fasting. But haram looking at other women, no problem. So the fasting of the eyes also. Then fasting of the tongue. And also fasting of the eyes is not only looking at other, to look down upon somebody. If somebody didn't fast even without an excuse, he didn't fast, he's a fasik. He broke Allah's law, he didn't fast. But if you look down upon him, you are worse than him. I'm fasting, my whole life I fasted Ramadan. And you look, remember, hate the sin, not the sinner. Today that is also has become, we hate the sinner. We don't hate the sun. In previous days, Muslims should hate the sinner. They shouldn't hate the sin. No. They should hate the sin, not the sinner. Today, we hate the sinner, not the sin. All those sins, what they are doing, music, porn, all those things are in our life. Lifestyle, holidays, whatever they are doing, we are doing all those things. So we hate them and we say they are torturing us and they are harming us. But all their ways, we love their ways. We cherish, we promote their ways. Everything what they do. Try and make your son an alim and see how much obstacles you get from the family. Try and make your daughter an alima. You want to keep a beard, your wife wants to put a burqa. How lot? You want to have a wedding according to Sharia, sunnat, everything. You have big, big problems. But you do it the ways of the Christians, the ways of the Jews, the ways of other people. Everyone is very happy there. So we have to correct all that. So also our tongue. fasting of the tongue. So don't look at haram, don't look down upon anyone. Then fasting of the ears. Don't listen to any haram. To backbite is haram. To listen to backbiting is equally haram. Stop the person. Otherwise, get up and go away from there. Whatever, but don't listen to backbiting also. So, and there are many more things also. The sins of the tongue are innumerable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give me the guarantee of that piece of flesh which is between your jaws and the piece of flesh which is between your thighs, and I give you the guarantee of Jannah. So you can imagine. So three, four, our thoughts, what we are thinking. We are fasting, but and what aren't we thinking? Also, with regard to the tongue, we listen to the Taraweeh. Somebody, Jamaat brothers doing kitab reading. We say, it's Ramzan, I have to go home. It's very late, I have to work, get up early, or I have to go read. But we go outside, and somebody gave very good advice. When you go out of the masjid, Ramzan or out of Ramzan, don't join the PPC. What is the PPC? Panchayat Pavement Club. Panchayat Pavement Club. That is the people who stand around and make circles, and then they start talking. You only need one thing in your CV to get admitted in the PPC, and that is agarbatti, smoking. You go there and you start smoking, and you start, this imam read too fast, that one read too slow, this one made so many mistakes, this one didn't read with tajweed, this one read like this, all that. Whatever you earn, you go and lose it there. And then your tongue is involved, your ears are involved, your thoughts are involved, so stay away. So keep fasting of the eyes, fasting of the tongue, fasting of the ears, fasting of the heart and the mind. Don't think of any haram. Don't think of anything wrong. And then fasting of all the other parts of the body also. That is, don't walk to wrong places, etc. All that also. And then fasting of the food. That the food we eat, make sure it is not only halal, but halal and tayyibah. As somebody explained about food in this process, that Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, said, if you eat halal food, the food will take you to good deeds. And if you take haram and you don't want to commit haram, it's going to take you to haram. And today the food problem is a major, major problem. How are we going to solve it? Allah knows. Allah brings the solution. But all the takeaways, where things are being slaughtered, and how it is going on. And for unfortunately, the Muslim is so simple-minded. Just halal anyway is written, that is enough. Some people, they had their daughter or son studying in Pretoria, Lodium. And they were from the northern Transvaal. So they came and visit them, and they decided to eat out. So when they went in order, they take a little while, they prepare it, then they give it to you. So just to make conversation, they asked that person who was there, I see you got halal, what does halal mean? So he said, halal means piri piri. You just put some spices, that is halal. Now, if he hasn't got any concept of halal, and you are buying from there, how is that going to be halal? In the OFS, when it just became open, New South Africa, one person was driving right in the right jungle somewhere, he saw a cafe takeaway, and there was written halal. He was very happy. So he went and he ordered and he asked that all your food is halal. He said, what is halal? He said, you got this halal board? He said, I don't know what is halal. Since somebody told me, my friend, put halal and you see your sales will increase. Like a ta'weeze, ruqiyah. So because a Muslim, he just sees halal. Oh, finish. You don't see what is happening there behind the scene. So this is a very dangerous thing. Our sehri, our iftari, if it is on haram, what is the condition? And also see, our earnings are halal also. If our earnings are not halal, and we buy halal food, that also is not correct. And if we are eating haram food, how are we going to correct that? So if we keep our fast like that, then لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the delivery will take place of taqwa. But if we don't keep the correct fast, we are only keeping fast of staying hungry. It comes clearly in the hadith. Then this person got nothing from his fast besides staying hungry. And a person who made whole night ibadat, In the morning got involved in sun or whatever, anything wrong. He got nothing from his whole night's ibadat but tiredness. So I'll make our fast that they be proper fast. And for this an effort is required. I spoke of it once. We all heard it once. It's not enough. As Maulana explained, this has to be an ongoing, repeated. And therefore in our madaris, originally in India, Pakistan and from all along, Ramadan they kept it as a month of holiday. Why? Not a holiday, but holy days. That you, now you pay your attention towards your Ramadan, your tilawat, your zikr, your reformation. That is the most important thing, your self-reformation. So may Allah give us tawfiq to spend your Ramadans like this and then see the result. Read Quran Sharif and realize the rights of the Quran Sharif. Then see the results. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Bas, Maulana. Tomorrow's program, Maulana has announced already. Read Salawat ala Nabi, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept our gathering here. Oh Allah, accept what has been said and what has been heard. Oh Allah, in your infinite mercy, you say that all this was done for my pleasure alone. Our listening was for the pleasure of Allah. Our speaking was for the pleasure of Allah. Oh Allah, out of your kindness, give us the tawfiq to make amal on all what we hear, what we read, what we study, what we hear in the Jummah talks, what we read in kitabs. Give us tawfiq to make amal, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make deen easy for us. Deen is easy. Let us understand it in the correct way and bring deen the easy way into our lives, oh Allah. Let us follow your commandments in the lifestyle and pattern shown by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, let us realize from the depths of our hearts that this dunya is extremely temporary. This dunya has got nothing to offer us. The real life is akhirat, qabr, day of qiyamah, and then jepul sirat, the bridge over jahannam, and then either jannat or jahannam. Oh Allah, that is the real life. Let us prepare for that life. Give us dunya also, oh Allah. We are very, very weak. Make it comfortable and easy for us, dunya. But let not the dunya be our object, oh Allah. Let the object be our akhirah, oh Allah. Let the object of our life be our deen, oh Allah. For which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, made such sacrifices that we cannot understand. They made the whole of deen alive. Today let us, O Allah, give us the tawfiq that we make the whole of deen alive in the whole world, O Allah. In our own lives, in the lives of our families, in our towns, in the whole world. Let us make deen come alive, O Allah. O Allah, be kind and merciful to us, O Allah. Forgive us our whole past life. All the wrongs that we have done. Save us and take us out from all the rot and all the muck and dirt of life, and make us your pure and true servants, O Allah. Let us come towards you, and let us run towards you, O Allah, and accept us with this great month of Sha'ban, and the great month of Ramadan coming, and then it is Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijj, it is Hajj then, O Allah, it is Qurbani then, O what the season you have given us, O Allah. Let us appreciate all these beautiful days and valuable days that are coming. Let us spend them in the correct way. Save us from all the wrong. Save the whole ummah, O Allah. Save the whole of mankind, O Allah. Save all the jinns also, O Allah. O Allah, grant us all human beings and all jinn that iman which is required from us, and that iman which makes you happy. Let us live by that, die by that. Resurrect us with it and enter us into Jannatul Firdaus with that. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.